Advances in lighting technology have improved nighttime driving for many, but the introduction of brighter lights, also that sit higher, especially on SUVs and pickups, have given to widespread criticism that headlights are becoming overpowerly intense. How about that?
Yeah, and I know why you're bringing this up, because I have a lot of people shining their or flashing their brights at me, and my Jeep is not. I don't have my brights on my Jeep. It's just how it's constructed. I can't. It's how it was built. And they are using those LED lights, those powerful lights. And they are cool, let me tell you, especially when you're doing the country driving. It's great because you can see out there, and if you see those beady eyes of deer, you know exactly. Yeah, right. That's nice. But yeah, I constantly get people flashing their brights at me. I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong.
And they talk about in this article how, you know, headlights that used to be the sealed beam were effective, but not nearly to where they are today, to now using the LEDs becoming popular because they're longer lasting, yep, energy efficient, and perceived by automakers, as they say, sexy and modern.
Oh, well, yes, very sexy.
Is that really what automakers said? I think using LEDs would be great. Somebody perks up and says, why? Because they're sexy and modern. Yes! We don't care that they might be better for safety because they're brighter, might be less cost, less over the long run.
They're sexy.
Not the sexy and, come on, give me a break. But yeah, there's all kinds of people quoted in this article. Eric Kennedy, an associate professor of biomedical engineering, who talks about a balance that's necessary because of how the headlights, unfortunately, are causing some people, when they're flashed in their eyes, they're finding themselves getting blinded, and some people are getting headaches.
Oh yeah, migraines
through nighttime driving.
Some people are not light sensitive.
No, I agree.
And it says here, I didn't know this. It says complaints about headlight glare actually are not new. They date back at least 20 years, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which asked about some of the driving situations that people were facing 20 years ago, and headlight glare was one of them. That's even before the LEDs.
Yeah.
The ones I don't like are the ones that have a blue cast to them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Dave.
They are really intense.
I don't like those.
Yeah, I don't care.
Funny you say that, because it mentions in here about those blue lights that have the LED and high-intensity discharge headlights that can appear more blue,
yeah,
often provoke significantly stronger discomfort reactions. As blue light is difficult for the human visual system to process because blue wavelengths tend to focus just ahead of the retina rather than on it. Well, there's some information I needed. And that's from another expert being quoted in this news.
You do see a major difference, though, when you see two cars on the opposite side driving towards you, and you've got the car that's got the new headlights, and then that's followed by a car with those older headlights. And you know what? Let's be honest, though, everybody. Yeah, maybe the older headlights were nicer and friendlier to the eyes of oncoming traffic, but they really weren't that safe. I don't think that they were that safe. You didn't really have a whole lot of coverage area.
Not that bright, right?
No.
How many experience of the new ones?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. Wow.
So now they got to find, I think. That's the thing. And these people have to find a happy medium.
And that's what part of this article talks about. They're trying to figure out exactly how that medium is going to be achieved. And they mentioned here, and I think that you talked about this at one point, the car you drive right now, or have you heard about the cars that have the adaptive headlights?
Yeah, I have automatic dimming on mine.
Okay.
So in other words, I'm driving along, if I have the brights on and the vehicle is coming toward me probably, 3/4 to a mile away, my lights will dim automatically. And then after the vehicle passes, then the brights come back on. And sometimes there'll be a bright lot light or whatever, or a sign that will cause your lights to dim because it reflects back that light. But the problem I have is when you're driving on the freeway and they have the barrier wall down the middle and you've got a truck coming toward you, you don't see the truck's headlights. You just see the cab lights up above, but he or she is sitting up higher.
They're
sitting up there. So I always automatically, I don't automatically do it. I reach in and I take off the brights, because one day I hadn't done that when I first got the car and I was driving along and then you had automatic lights dimming on and a truck's coming at me and I couldn't see his headlights, and suddenly about a million candle power light is shining in my face. And he was upset that I didn't dim. So I learned that lesson quick. So now when I'm driving and I see oncoming truckers, I always dim. Otherwise, I leave them on automatic, but when I'm facing trucks that sit up higher, I dim.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But that's again in the high beams, right?
Right.
Okay, because they talk about that, but they also actually say they're advancing new technology that even if it was just on low beams, mm-hmm. that they're finding ways that lights might find that they'd be more concentrated toward the ground when oncoming traffic is coming to you.
Oh, really?
So mm-hmm. that way that to try and
That's the next step, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
They say it's very James Bond-like and
I was
very
say
cool.
That. This sounds
relying
Bond-like.
On sensors to detect oncoming traffic to adjust the projected beam pattern to allow plenty of light for the drivers without blinding other motorists.
Yeah, well, they must not drive in deer country. I'm not sure that I want them getting too dim to see obstacles on the road.
Well,
it's
all part of the process, I'm sure, but just because I know that we talked about it a couple of ways, and I thought, oh my gosh, how interesting is this?
Right.
Now, where it's going to lead to in the future?
We'll see. And you know what? It is the worst, though. It is still the worst when it's raining at night.
Oh, yeah.
And so when everybody's got those bright headlights going on, mm-hmm. it does make sight kind of impossible.
I saw someone doing something the other day that I thought was using their head. They had one headlight burned out, so they turned on their fog lamps. So you could see both sides of the vehicle coming toward you. And, I thought that was a smart move on that person's part.
Yeah.
That's a nice tip. All right.